anyone that would search that hashtag here we go or hashtag
Have you
Steelers.
Ever searched the hashtag here we go?
No, I've tried to use hashtags a couple of times, and every time I search, I feel like they don't work
correctly.
Donnie,
ever search hashtag here we go to get here we go content?
I've never actually searched it. I've used it, but I've never actually
Was it to try
on...
to get people to find your tweet?
I don't know. They say it works. The algorithm says it works, I guess.
The algorithm.
Well, because what's it called? Social media farming? What's
engagement
farming. Engagement
farming. Oh, that's when, yeah.
Is that what BMAC is doing right now?
No, he's trying to – no.
The hashtags are farming.
No, right? I think what's farming is when you put out the eyeballs and then 18 people ask me what do the eyeballs mean and I get disgusted because I don't know and I have to answer them, I
Old
don't
McDonald
know.
Old McDonald Filippone just on that engagement farm.
Old McDonald Pony is eyeball, eyeball, eyeball. I don't know. You know what? The one thing I don't want this to be, no disrespect. BMAC's awesome. He's been on many times. I like that he's carved out a very nice career, post-playing career for himself. It better not be Patrick Peterson is just coming back to the Steelers or there's going to be hell to pay, pal.
Chris, the moment you brought that up, I was like, that's probably it.
I guess
he
knows better
probably,
than that.
He knows he'll get roasted if he says that, and it would make Pat look bad. Because at this point in his career, he's a depth player.
I think if it's his cousin and podcast partner and future Hall of Famer, he says, are close to landing an all-time great. Because in that situation...
We'd all just assume it's Pat Pete because he's going to be wearing a gold jacket.
That wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah,
he's...
He's going to go down in
he's
history.
He's yesterday's
as an all-time
bagels.
Great.
I mean, he's cooked. He can't play anymore. But the statement wouldn't be out of line. He's not talking about just a playmaker. He is putting the significant playmaker label on this move.
He's very specifically, too, not specified what side of the ball this is on.
I think playmaker, it's an offensive player, but he's a defensive guy.
So is it like a ball hawk cornerback or somebody? I don't think it would be that.
I do not think of Cam, the corner, the former Steeler,
as a
significant playmaker.
No. So is Tyler Boyd a significant playmaker? He's a playmaker. I don't know if he is
He's
significant
He's not a significant
one.
Playmaker. I also, with respect to BMAC and where he gets his information, if it's Boyd, I think somebody here would have it before him.
Okay,
I think Jeff would have texted me.
Is this a Debo thing?
Well, according to Michael Silver, according to our guy Mike Silver, they talked during the draft, and the 49ers wanted too much.
Maybe it's alive somehow again. Maybe McLaurin for Heisman. I can dream. Let me dream, boys. I think it has to be a wide receiver. Just for the record, I am here. If we were doing the Vegas thing that we always get. What position does the significant playmaker that BMAC references play? Wide receiver for me is like minus 350 here.
So there are two names, one on each side of the ball, that I think would meet that criteria of significant playmaker for McFadden. Number one, do you want the wide receiver or do you want the corner first?
Corner.
Stephon Gilmore.
Long
defensive
in the tooth,
player
Chalooch.
Of the year.
Very long in the tooth.
He is an all-pro player, not last year, but still good enough to start for Dallas. And he was, I'd say he had a B to B-plus season.
By the way, I have a bad piece of news here. You respect Alex Kozora a lot, don't you? We both do.
Yeah.
He took the tweet from BMAC and just wrote, sure sounds like Patrick Peterson's coming back.
You can't. I'm with you on this. It can't be Patrick
Peterson. I know, but I feel like Alex
should
does get some people.
Should I text BMAC and say,
is this your cousin?
Is this Patrick Peterson coming back?
Yes, you should. What good is it to have sources if you can't do this game with them on the air?
Donnie, should I?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the access to him,
I have one. I'm going to try to guess his wide receiver name. You ready for it? Because of the guy's reputation, Donnie, I think I know who it is. Somebody tweeted it. I'll give Jared credit for tweeting this name. OBJ.
That was my second name.
Jared Englert.
Gilmore
congrats,
was one
buddy.
For me, and then OBJ was going to be
See,
two.
See, I don't think OBJ is a significant playmaker anymore either.
Okay, that's Chris Muller's opinion, and it's shared by many. But
is it shared by you?
To Bryant McFadden?
No, to BMAC, I mean, it's OBJ. He's that dude.
What's the back of the football card say? What's the resume? He's
well, the back of the football card's incredible looking for the first 3 years of his career. And then it's a bunch of like...
Well, that's what Cleveland does to guys for the most part.
Yeah, then it's a bunch of just like injury-riddled seasons there. Partial seasons.
Give me another free agent wide receiver that would pass the significant playmaker sniff test who aren't Odell Beckham Jr. I actually think if we're quote-unquote significant playmaker, mm-hmm. I think that McFadden would even put OBJ ahead of Cortland Sutton because of the guy's reputation and his career longevity and everything
Sutton's
else.
A better player at this point.
I would agree with that, but like,
no, I know.
Game recognizes game, like being respectful of the contributions and career of a guy. I think McFadden would bow down to OBJ and call him a significant playmaker before he did a guy that's been a halfway decent player in Denver.
Shout out to SpotTrack. They have made the site usable finally, and I've paid for the premium ad-free version for a while. Still never loaded. Okay. Available NFL free agents that would qualify. And you tell here, Donnie, you can play this game too. This is the SpotTrack list, available wide receivers. And you can tell me, significant playmaker, or none of the above. Ready? Hunter Renfro.
No. I'd vote more none of the above.
Pony? Playmaker, significant playmaker, none of the above.
None of the above.
Allen Robinson, I'm skipping. None of the above. OBJ, playmaker. Not a significant one, though.
Agreed.
Michael Gallup, Donnie.
No. None of
the above for me.
Tyler Boyd, playmaker.
Playmaker. Michael Thomas. Now, there's a guy whose baseball card was shaping up nicely, Donnie.
Ooh, but not a significant playmaker
31
anymore.
Years old. Old.
Is he even a playmaker anymore?
I'm saying none of the above.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling. If the play to be made is dropping a ball when you're
none
wide open,
although
he's
he
a playmaker.
Make a couple of, he made a big catch against Baltimore.
Russell Gage. None of the above. DJ Chark. At one point, DJ Chark would... You know what?
No.
He's a playmaker in Mulsey's mind.
No.
Jamal Agnes, I'm not even going to read the rest. Because the rest of them are like the Mecole Hardmans, the Jakeem Grants, the Randall Cobbs
so
of
we
the
think
world.
This
I see Chase Claypool.
I know. I saw him on there, too.
He wouldn't dignify.
He'd be
Chase
a playmaker,
with...
but they'd put like an extra E after the R because he's going to be in Canada soon. Like center is C-E-N-T-R-E. That would
so
be,
how do you guys want
Claypool.
Me to word this text to BMAC?
BMAC, we saw your tweet. Definitely got our attention. Is this a sign that your cousin is close to re-signing with the Steelers? I think you just straight away ask him. Does this mean
Pat?
Yeah,
is re-signing here? Okay. You think I get Belfont snorkel?
I don't know, man, because he's got to know that his phone's going to be... Here's what it is. If you get the snorkel, it's because he's getting blown up by a ton of different people now and you get lost in the shuffle a little bit. But he's got to know he sends that tweet out, his phone's going to be going buzz, 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 buzz. That's your phone buzzing. Buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz. I keep my phone on silent at all times.
It still buzzes when you do that. Turn your phone on silent right now.
It's on silent right now, so if he texts us, you're not even going to hear it. Or you're just going to see it light up. You're not going to hear anything. It's not going to get picked up.
All right,
by
I'm going to send you a text right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to send you a text to test this. Let's see. There we go. I just sent you a text.
Yeah, nothing.
So your phone's not even vibrating?
No.
Oh, it just vibrated a little bit there.
No, it did not. You didn't hear anything. F you is what you texted me. I have an update. I have a BMAC update. And I will reveal it when we come back.
Oh, that is a beautiful
So
piece.
He did get right back to me.
Boy, you want to talk about a humble brag or a flex right there. That is pretty impressive.
All right, so here's what we'll do.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I've said it before, you know, if there's ever an opportunity to improve the team, you know, we're going to look at it, and if it makes sense, we're going to go after it. But, you know, we restructure Alex's deal and puts us in a position to be flexible with some things if there's an opportunity to do something.
All right, so that was confirmation from Omar Khan that the Alex Highsmith deal, the restructuring, was a move to potentially set up another move. And now we have this tweet from Brian McFadden about Omar putting in the work and trying to land a significant playmaker.
I've got to stop you for 1 second here and just say, intern Dom was in the building today. He's going to be back doing work for us again. I think as not intern Dom, as part-time employee Dom.
I thought he was going to work for Caleb Williams and his PR team.
I'm surprised
he didn't get that job.
I'm surprised Dom hasn't tried to put in for a CTESPN Pittsburgh branch.
Why? Is any update? Does CTESPN have any word on this Bryant McFadden tweet?
CTESPN is doing what all great aggregators do. If you get beat to a story, you just immediately tweet the same thing like it's your own. Breaking news, CTESPN, hearing a big-name wide receiver trade to the Steelers is close to done. That was 15 minutes after the BMAC. Then I've got Dom saying, this better be Debo or Justin Jefferson or someone. You can't tweet this out. Quote tweeting BMAC and have it be Patrick Peterson. Your credibility is riding on this. Dom, what are you doing?
Well, I have an update on that.
Okay.
BMAC got right back to my text.
Flex.
BMAC, it's Pony. We're talking about your tweet on the air. Does this mean Pat is re-signing here? He wasn't the player I was talking about, unfortunately.
But he knew exactly what you were getting at.
I mean,
I think, well, we know this. Who picked Troy Franklin?
Denver did.
Who does Cortland Sutton still play for? Excuse me.
Denver. But the issue I heard with that is he wants a contract extension with 2 years left. They won't give him a new deal here with 2 years left on his contract. AB wanted a new deal with 2 years left, and they made up some funny rule where it's like, all right, we'll just take money from this year.
They basically just reworked the money and made it seem like he, I think the news was people thought he was going broke. It was clear he just wanted more money. Let me ask you this. Could it be like a sly request to just get the hell out of Denver? He says, I want a new deal. I'm unhappy here. And in reality, he doesn't really want one. I've never really heard of a player trying that, but just I'm going to be a malcontent as long as I'm here on this deal. He just doesn't want to be there anymore. That would be a strange way to go about it, but my brain is trying to process possibilities here, Pony.
I think he just wants paid. I think Occam's razor is in play.
Good old Occam bringing that razor out again.
Simplest thought is the correct one. He wants more money.
Well, then that would be a weird guy for them to trade for because, as you just said, they're not going to do that.
All right. Let's get some calls in on who they think it is. It's not Patrick Peterson. We know that now. 412-928-9370. Let's start with Tom is on the fan. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm going to go with Ayuk. We're bringing him. We're going for everything. First, giving up a first-round draft pick next year.
Would you like that?
I would love it. Give up the first-round pick next year. And both of our quarterbacks this year have a lot to prove. It's a prove-it year for both of them. So why not? Give them all the tools they need.
Malsey, have you warmed on that yet, or are you still thinking system receiver Brandon Ayuk?
I still don't want to do it. And you want to know how my big dumb brain works? I was already reading about next year's draft and how the perception is it's going to be an even deeper draft because it's fully clear from the COVID years. And now I'm just like, nope, next year's draft will probably have a great player in it that I'll want them to pick at the first round spot.
I'm going to tell you something. You stole my take.
Because no way. Get out of here.
One of the things that crossed my mind while watching the draft this weekend, Omar is just such a master of the draft right now.
Yep.
That I don't want to give up a first-round pick because I think he's going to get a really good player with that pick. He'll either move up or he'll stand pat and a player will fall to him and we'll be very pleased with the 21 or 22-year-old player that he takes.
Correct.
With that pick.
Who's not making $27.5 million.
Yeah, so now that the 2024 draft is up and the next draft is 2025, I don't want to give up my first-round pick for that draft.
Yep.
So thank you for stealing what was my new take. Here is Mike on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hello, Mike.
I'm going to say it's CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, my God.
For a second and third rounder next year.
Would you do that? Mike?
Me?
Yes.
I always think wide receivers... You know, every draft you can, and especially the Steelers history, you can find a good wide receiver that you can get him in here, get that first contract years under your belt, and after that, just see where the chips fall.
But we got you. I think I'd probably do that one.
For a second and third.
I think Lamb's better than Ayuk.
I think Lamb's one of like the seven or eight best receivers in football.
He's 25 years old. That is one.
I know he's unrestricted next year. A second and third. Why in my brain is that not nearly enough for CeeDee Lamb?
Dallas is just they've lost their minds.
But that hold on, time out. I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. If he was had for a second and third round pick, that would
be one of the great
steals
in NFL history. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not hallucinating here. Man.
That's also one of those things that we've heard absolutely nothing about, right. And I don't think Jerry Jones could contain himself. If he was close to trading CeeDee Lamb,
yes,
that would be getting leaked to everybody in football.
So you said, or I made it clear, Ayuk didn't pass kind of the smell test for me as like a top eight guy in the league. Lamb absolutely does. He's rarefied air kind of guy for me, and he is a whiz after the catch.
I have another update.
Okay.
I'm not telling you who this is coming from.
Ooh.
But I can assure you that this tweet from BMAC, it is not about a corner. It's about a wide receiver.
So the names, so now I start to think about, it's got to be more of a trade because there isn't a significant playmaker as we've already gone over.
Unless you count Odell Beckham Jr.
But I don't, man. I do not. Odell Beckham Jr. 5 years ago, yes. Odell Beckham Jr. now, I can't get there, man. The guy is, what, 31 years old?
And wide receivers, there are very few in the league into their 30s
there are guys
1,000-yard, number two wide receiver.
There are guys who are good into their 30s, like more so than running backs, where everyone says it falls off a cliff. There are very few who are great. You know who I want it to be? I think somebody tweeted this at me, and it just made me laugh.
So you're just going to steal their take and not give them credit?
I think it was Steve tweeted it at
Palazzolo.
Me. No, different Steve. Just Listener Steve.
That's what he goes by, Listener Steve?
Yeah, I'm Listener Steve. I just want it to be Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks, how many times has he been traded in his career? Just give me a Brandon Cooks trade right now to spice things up.
I'm looking to see how many wide receivers in the NFL over 30 years old had 1,000 yards or more last year. Let's see. There can't be many.
Last year?
Yep. All right, I got it pulled up. Mike Evans, 30. Keenan Allen, 31.
Yep.
Devontae Adams, 31. DeAndre Hopkins, 31. Adam Thielen.
Thielen got there, but he did a lot of work
33
early.
Was the oldest one.
He did a lot of work
so
early
one,
in the season.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it.
And I would say in the case of, what, how many of those guys are probably Hall of Fame bound? Evans better
for
be.
Sure. Hopkins has some great seasons.
Does Adams have enough of a resume?
Yes.
Allen probably not, but, man, Allen's another. Dude, Allen's got some really nice seasons. He's just got injuries.
I don't really want Odell Beckham Jr. either. Just to, I'll put my take out there right now on it.
I'm not crazy about it.
I just feel like it's the personality, even though I don't think he is still acting like a diva, mostly it's his dad. I just don't want the pressure of having to try to get him involved in the offense a lot with George Pickens and dealing with those two dueling pianos at wide receiver all year.
Dueling pianos.
Yeah.
You ever go to Charlie
Sing
Murdoch's
Sing?
When they had those?
I did not. Was it good?
I don't even know if you were in town when that was happening. Yeah, it was good.
Donnie, you ever take piano lessons?
No, I have not.
You ever want to tickle the ivories?
Tickle the ivories?
I think it's tickle. Better not be tinkle. That would be a weird phrase.
Here is Cordell. Is this Stewart or the lawyers from the law firm of Cordell and Cordell?
This is Slash.
Hi, Slash.
Hello, Slash.
Hey, I know who they're bringing in. It's not a receiver. It's a quarterback, a guy that somebody once compared to Joe Montana. He's coming back.
Who's that?
Who's that? You know who that is.
You once compared him to Joe Montana, Pony.
Hey, is Russell Wilson Steve Young?
No, he's Russell Wilson.
Oh, geez. You guys aren't getting the jokes, huh?
No, you'll put you on hold, and we'll give you tickets to the concert, though.
Better that you get tickets to a concert than we... I got the jokes. I was just trying to figure out how to put them over.
Malsy just didn't think they were very funny.
No, I was trying to put them over.
Were you?
If Russell Wilson was Steve Young, it would imply that both are good quarterbacks, and we know that that's not the case.
So, wide receiver...
Is Steve Young the best lefty quarterback ever to live?
How about Stabler? He was better than Stabler.
I'd take Steve Young over Stabler. Better than Vic, too. Hunter Renfro, says Andy. It's Renfro. How about a late Hunter Renfro into the chat?
Zero chance BMAC looks at Hunter Renfro as a significant playmaker.
Why do you say that?
Because the guy sucked last year.
Well, he's hurt. He's banged up. Most of those guys who play DB say Hunter Renfro shakes everybody.
Cordell hung up? Come on, Cordell.
We tried to give you a prize after just, you know, joshing with you.
All right. Troy's next. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys?
Hey, bro.
Who I want it to be and who I think it is are two different. I really wanted to hear Stephon Gilmore. I just feel like that's really going to shore up the back end with Trice Jackson and Joey. That's, we need a veteran presence in there.
Yep.
But who I think it is, you guys have said it. And I don't know why you're – you said 5 years ago, Mueller, but you should look 3 years back or look what he did in the Super Bowl with the Rams.
He was great in the Super Bowl, but he
but then you said hurt.
That injury, man, just does not age a guy well.
Underline and bold
Troy,
that name.
Brother, if you
– And you said dueling pianos, but he was very quiet last year in games where he got no targets and,
he's
and
been
not that many
but
yards.
Hold on, Troy, but Pony also did say he's been a lot better lately. It's been his dad that's been mouthing off.
It's just also the external. I mean, it's no fault of his. Well, it is fault of his own because in the past.
I think Cordell called back, by the way.
I mean, if there's a word that you can give him, though, it's playmaker. Odell Beckham represents significant playmaker because
even
he
at this age and even with his knee.
Let me tell you something right now. We could have put our number two corner on him last year in Baltimore. He didn't scare me for 5 seconds.
He
Troy.
Really didn't.
Is he referring to significant playmaker as right now?
Yes.
Or significant playmaker?
No,
Would you like me to text BMAC again and ask him that question?
Hold on, Troy. Here's my question. If BMAC, who is in this business now as a media guy, is saying significant, but it's because of his early career, that's not a very good representation of who the player would be.
It's not so early, though. You're pushing him back too far. He's still a good receiver.
The last time Beckham both stayed healthy and put up what I would call big numbers was either 2019 or 2018. Take your pick when he checked both of those boxes.
Right, we got to let Troy run. That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. I never tell Donnie what we can and can't talk about in this. I do ask him to keep it to football.
But
so that means he can't talk about the fact that one of his favorite wrestlers, Booker T, was just announced as the new Afternoon Drive host in Nashville.
Beg your
pardon? As a sports talk show host, yes.
Booker T?
Booker T.
Hey, Donnie.
Now,
can you dig it, sucker? No, no, no. If they don't use his theme song for his show.
What's it sound like?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Can Donnie play it?
Yes.
I can play it coming back.
Yes. Next segment,
it's actually one of the better themes
and
over the course
you know what?
Of time.
And people popped for that theme big time because they knew the Spinneroonie was coming. He was going to hit a bookend, which is like a dollar store brand, rock bottom, all sorts of good stuff. All right, Donnie.
The Debrief, April 29, 2024. Big shakeup with the NFL on CBS. I know you guys saw this earlier today. Boomer Esiason, Phil Sims are out. Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt will now be in a full-time role with James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher.
So Cowher survives the shakeup.
It does add later in the New York Post article, that there could be more coming since all of those guys are at the end of their contracts.
The best thing to happen to Cowher is that Bill Belichick decided to go do the Pat McAfee thing and not want to go work for an established media entity and go do the NFL Today for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing McAfee's paying more.
I think Pat can pay a lot of people a lot of money.
So I think that helped Bill keep his job.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting younger. They're replacing guys that played in the 80s with guys who retired in the last 10 years or so. I get that part of it. I think Boomer's great. I'm not just saying that because he works with Greg in New York. And I don't think Matt Ryan really brings much of anything.
So I'm gonna be honest.
I think Matt Ryan's about as boring and bland as it gets.
Well, now you're saying this, and I got in trouble for saying it last time. I think I might have said it to Aditi, though, who's his coworker, technically. I don't even agree with Boomer on necessarily that much stuff, like his opinions. But Boomer's compelling to watch. Even in that desk role where
he's really good at TV.
I don't really necessarily think all the time they're looking for those guys to be at each other's throats. It's can you just deliver good, quick analysis and be willing to be critical? And I thought Boomer always checked those boxes.
He was the only guy on that show consistently during the playoffs that kept picking Kansas City, which in retrospect is pretty odd. But that's what happened. They were in Baltimore. All the guys on the set picked the Ravens. He picked the Chiefs. They're at the Super Bowl. Everybody in Vegas is picking the Niners. He picked the Chiefs.
Do you know what else, Boomer, I think was...
And now he's out of a job.
I don't think he was unique in this regard, but I'm trying to rack my brain for players who would check these boxes. And Ryan's an example of a guy who I don't think is going to do this. I think you have a better chance most of the time with an analyst, a player-turned-analyst, for that analyst to be critical if they weren't, like, a great player. Orlovsky's a great analyst of football.
Well, did you see what Orlovsky just said?
No.
Donnie, tell Mulzy and the Donnie Football Debrief what Orlovsky just said.
He might not
what,
know.
What, the tweet that you replied to?
Yes.
That the Steelers should go after Debo Samuel.
Whoa. Anyway, Ryan Clark, good football player and great analyst. You know, very good football player, My point is with Boomer, the guy won MVP, but he was willing to be highly critical. I don't think that's a regular trait for really good players. For example, you know what my biggest fear about TJ or JJ Watt on this show is? I think he's got too many good friends around the league who are still playing.
Well, he's got one who played here and got ripped off.
If TJ Watt...
When it came to the Defensive Player of the
Year
award.
Humor me for a second. If TJ Watt had just a brutal game and JJ's got to talk about it somehow, and he's coming off of a string. Now, this is not going to happen, but TJ Watt goes four games in a row without a sack, and is like, we're talking on it on the air. He's not making an impact. What the hell is going on? You really think JJ, I know it's his family, you really think he'll say a critical word?
I got to be honest with you. I think he should, and I think he might.
Man, I don't
think so. Because in those situations...
Or do you think he would think it looks bad if I don't? Like,
but it's just
so obvious.
You've already talked to your brother. You can... Hey, if your brother has a good reason for why he's not playing well, you can go on the air and say it. But I think if my brother were struggling, I would want to be the first one to say, hey, he sucks right now.
What would Cowher say to get TJ Watt on track? They should run the ball? I think they've got to run the
Cowher
ball to help TJ Watt.
Cowher has made quite a living basically saying you got to run the football on every CBS today. And every NFL Today is the same.
I remember a specific
football
game.
We got to run the football. You got to run the football.
I recall a specific game where it was a halftime, the halftime hit. And the team is down 24-3, and I swear to God, Cowher goes, you know, I think they can't abandon the run. And I think Boomer wanted to, like, reach over and strangle him and say, no, 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 abandoning the run is, in fact, exactly what this team should be doing.
So, Donnie, what's going to happen with Jason Kelce? Is he going to get on one of these shows?
I'm sure he'll find a way in
Does
somewhere.
He even want to? Like,
I think he does, dude. I think he wants to do media for sure.
Yeah, it'll be up to him.
I think Jason Kelce wants to probably do the New Heights until his brother retires, and then why wouldn't they just, like... Are they with Omaha? Is that through anyone? Are they, like, what is that New Heights affiliated with? Because I would think they just want
to
get in with, like, Peyton or somebody else's, like, production company and be under that umbrella. Kels, we agree Travis is going to retire at the end of this deal he got, this extension, right?
Yeah, two years.
More years. I think Jason just waits that out, and then those guys say, we'll do the podcast the whole time that he's still playing, and then it's highest bidder time, and there will be bidders.